Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, asking for your support in KALW's spring membership campaign. Go to KALW.org and click donate now. We appreciate it.
Now we're going to answer your questions. Last year, we launched our people-powered journalism project, Hey Area. Have you tried it out? You tell us what you find mysterious about the region, and our reporters track down the answers. We've answered questions like this one from Michael Mackin.
So can BART damage your hearing?
What?
I'm wondering if the loud sound on BART can damage your hearing.
The answer? It's possible. And listener Austin Newsom asked,
what the water quality of the bay is and who keeps track of that?
It's actually better than it used to be. Find those answers at KALW.org. But right now, we're dedicating our show today to answering your latest questions. San Francisco has the strongest economy of any city in the U.S. And with business booming, a lot of eyes are on local corporations to see if they're giving back to the local community by paying their fair share in taxes. KALW listener Eli Dart had a question, and our economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas tried to find an answer.
I met up with Eli Dart at UC Berkeley. He lives in Castro Valley, but he works near campus here. And he had a question I thought might be a little tricky to answer.
How much money the cities in the Bay Area spend on tax breaks for corporations to get them to locate in a particular place or do a particular thing? How much money goes to that? And what do we get for that money that we pay, right? And so basically, from a citizen's perspective, is that a good value?
It seems like a pretty reasonable thing for a local citizen to want to know. Twitter got a much-publicized tax break after moving to San Francisco's mid-market neighborhood in 2012. The Raiders recently announced that they are moving to Las Vegas, partially because the city of Oakland didn't want to fund a new football stadium. Do you have any idea what the answer might be?
No.
Well, I can go look into it and see what I find.
Thank you for doing this.
So Dart wants the answer for the whole Bay Area. That seems like it could be complicated. I'll start in San Francisco City Hall.
My name is Ted Egan, and I'm the chief economist in the controller's office in San Francisco.
Egan says there are only two business taxes in San Francisco, and businesses can only get a break on one of those taxes, the payroll tax.
Payroll tax is basically a tax on the wages and salaries of your employees in San Francisco.
So the more salary a business pays, the more they get taxed. And sometimes San Francisco wants to get businesses to do specific things. So they give them a break from paying some or all of their payroll taxes for a limited number of years. For example, in 2004, the city completely stopped charging payroll tax to certain biotech companies. The goal was to get biotech in the city in order to create more economic diversity here.
There's a lot of biotech research coming out of UCSF, but before they did this, there were zero biotech companies in San Francisco, and they were all in South San Francisco.
5 years after the tax break started, the city had around 60 biotech companies. Egan says this was partially because the tax break made San Francisco more affordable for these businesses, but also it was good advertising, like a big sign in San Francisco that said, "We like biotech." In 2014, companies got to save $2 million in taxes because of the biotech exemption. But the biggest payroll tax break that the city gives out is for businesses here in the mid-market neighborhood. That's the one that Twitter gets for having its headquarters right over there on Market between 9th Street and 10th Street. Spotify and Zendesk also have offices that are just a few blocks down. City officials had been trying to attract more businesses to this area for years.
It's pretty clear that if the goal of that tax was to bring businesses to Central Market, it worked. The sort of harder question to answer is, did it just move economic activity from one part of the city to the other, and the city as a whole didn't get anything out of it?
Egan says this is a question we will likely never be able to answer, even though he wrote a whole report for the city on this tax break. It's unclear which companies would have left the city without it, taking all of their tax money with them. But we do know that these mid-market businesses saved around $34 million in 2014 under the tax cut. So let's try to answer our first question. How much money does San Francisco give out in tax breaks to businesses? We go through the paperwork of the half dozen exemptions in the city.
Enterprise Zone, I believe, is still going on. Clean Technology. Central Market.
And for the most recent year I got all the numbers for, which is 2014, businesses in San Francisco saved $47,302,998 in payroll taxes. And most of that $47 million came from the mid-market tax break. A different way to look at this, though, is not how much money the city lost or gained, but how effective the tax breaks are. They're a tool, one that the city can use to encourage companies to do specific things. But they are, usually, not a good way to bring in revenue.
It's easy to design a tax incentive that loses money, and it's very hard to design a tax incentive that makes money. So the real reason jurisdictions do it is to achieve, as you say, other economic development objectives like jobs or neighborhood revitalization or creating employment opportunities for disadvantaged groups or things like that.
And it's up to elected leaders and the public to decide if the result is worth the cost. I have another question, though. Is San Francisco just taking money from other Bay Area cities? Like, if San Francisco didn't provide that tax break and Twitter had moved to, say, Mountain View, would Mountain View residents get that extra tax money?
Well, that's fair. That's a fair point to make, except San Francisco's business taxes are way higher than anybody else's. So if they had moved to Mountain View, they'd be paying a small fraction of the business tax they pay in San Francisco.
San Francisco brings in around $600 million in business taxes right now. That's 15 times as much revenue as San Jose, which is a bigger city population-wise. Egan says that the only other Bay Area city that has a sizable business tax is Oakland, and they don't have any tax incentives for businesses to move there. That new Uber office that's headed to downtown Oakland, no tax breaks. No tax breaks in Berkeley either.
Well, what does the Bay Area do for, like, attract companies? And the reality is we don't really do very much at all. That it's just not something we've ever really needed in the Bay Area.
So I phone Eli Dart back and give him his answer. I have a number for you.
Okay.
$47,302,998. I also do go into all the details with him.
Wow. Okay. All right, so it's sounding to me, based on what you found, like this is a reasonable policy tool that doesn't cost a huge amount of money on balance. My fear was that there was a whole bunch of money being spent on essentially corporate giveaways.
If you want to try and evaluate a tax break for yourself, let's take the mid-market one as an example. It's pretty clear that it brought new businesses to this part of San Francisco, but it's unclear how much money it actually cost the city. So if you like what it did and are fine with uncertainties around the cost, then corporate tax incentives might be a policy that you should support in the future. Underneath the Twitter sign on Market Street, I'm Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.